Welcome to the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, covering metaphysics, ETs, shamanism, and channeling. Here you will find spiritual inspiration from today's thought leaders, along with cutting-edge insights from our interstellar brothers and sisters and ancient shamanic wisdom. Now, here's a new episode of Dare to Dream with your host, Debbie Dashinger.
Can you believe how she knows how to do all that?
I'm going to fix you up.
You have to. Good. Yeah, she's going to help us. Have you already been savvy technically, or did you learn?
I think some. Yeah. Some. It always surprises me too. It really does. But
well, I'm impressed. I get to see all the buttons she's put. I'm like, what the freak? What are these buttons?
Well, I'm going to genie into the Dare to Dream podcast. And, you know, I have this Marilyn Gavicki is here with a front row transmission for the new dawn where human consciousness, galactic wisdom, and the next level of our evolution are already alive and active. She was a trauma specialist, a clinical psychologist. I can't imagine, but how intense, you know? That takes a special person who downloads today, transmits, and channels Zazar, who is an omnidimensional extraterrestrial being. She leads workshops, retreats, and the consciousness shift, heart-centered living, global transformation, and cosmic contact. And if you'd like to learn more about her, go to theshiftrocks.com.
No, the shift dot rocks. No com. That because is because the shift rocks. So the shift dot rocks.
The shift dot rocks. Thank you very much. The shift dot rocks. So, I mean, let's just start. Where are you at? Because you're in the middle of this event.
Yes.
You are channeling while you're here. You are having new people meet you. You're on panels. And this is an exciting, exciting time. Because for me, I'm watching you burgeon into something so special. Even, I'm trying to remember when I first met you. So it doesn't, well, in this lifetime, a year and a month ago.
Correct.
That doesn't seem possible. Because it's been a grand year and a month.
Yes.
How are you doing all of this? Because I know more and more is coming to you. I know more and more people know about you, love you, want to work with you, want to connect with Zazar. But how do you negotiate all of that in this very powerful, fast time?
Well, because it's the truth. Because when we live in the truth of our mission and we accept what it is and we begin to remember what we came to do, there is no more freedom than to align with your deepest mission and simply be in that truth. Look, when I first came out as a channeler after being a psychologist, that was a little big stretch and it took a lot of courage. But what I'm discovering, Debbie, the more I understand the wisdom Zazar is bringing in, the more I know the necessity of it on the planet, it becomes a mission that I must be responsible for. But the responsibility is to allow myself to flow with the depth of my being. And that is a blessing now. So now when I am going to around the world, when I'm going to places like the expo, I get to be free in doing what I came to do. And that freedom so much of us don't have because we don't remember what we came to do. So to remember what you came to do, to be in that flow of that mission, to be merged with this being, are you kidding me? To be merged with this beautiful being, Zazar, to have him through my body with his energy and any chance to share his wisdom and to watch. See, you say, how, what are you up to? What are you doing? I watched at this expo people crying in the audience, and how it affects me is that I see them come alive. It is not so much me at that point. It is the flow of the wisdom that comes out that strikes a chord that has never been heard by them before. And they begin to feel the truth of their own light magnificence, which begins to turn on remembrances in them and their gifts. And I watched people come alive and awaken even more. And I say, how could I be any more blessed?
Yes, when you're being asked to be a voice for this, it's so important. What I love about what you just said, Marilyn, too, is the fact that we are always told you're so much greater than you know. You're so much more powerful than you know. And
Yes.
that's a beautiful thought to imagine our capacity is way big and we're just living up to a ceiling. But in fact, what you're talking about is that. Is
Exactly.
allowing that complete expansion, and then there is more and even more, and who knows into the infinite what you are capable of in this
Well,
lifetime.
what I love about Cesar's message now is so many people talk about how to come out of the densities, how to get rid of the old program, the old matrix. But where he's at now is, and how do we live in that light? And how do we understand how to feel the vibrations of that light in our body, mind, heart, and soul? And how do we then put that into action in our missions? And how do we stay in the light? Because as many of us know, you can have these wonderful retreats and expos and all of that and feel this and go home and plummet. And so what Cesar's message is we have to learn, not only do we have this, but how to expand it and stabilize ourselves in it so we begin to co-create a world where that's where we live, period.
Amen. Ready for it. Absolutely. Well, let's get into it because you just mentioned some things that will be really amazing to talk about. I want to do a little bit of call to actions. Marilyn and I will be speaking at the New Living Expo in April at San Rafael. It's newlivingexpo.com. And she's traveling all around the world doing her channeling and work. So again, theshift.rocks is where you can find all the events, get on the newsletter, also the things she does online. So you have lots of options. And if you want a free starseed gift, go to debbiedashinger.com/starseed, and you can find out your galactic origins and your lineage. And finally, if you like this video, subscribe. Like it. You're supporting us because the more you like, subscribe, comment, then the more light workers and star seeds can find us all around the world. And that's what we're here for.
And I want to just say this about you, that any of you that plug into her station, whether it's at conferences or podcasts, Debbie emanates the new energies of this new dawn time. And it just oozes out of her, oozes out of her beautiful singing voice, her talking voice, but just her quantum body that just moves out. So anytime you join her beautiful podcast, you get the vibration of where we're going.
Thank you, Lord. I'm so happy to hear that. Thank you so much. Because as many of you growing up, as I was sensitive and all the things, it was a lot to negotiate and navigate for a long time. But I am grateful to that too, because I had choices like all of us, and my choice was heal, 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 whatever it's going to take to grow.
But you know what's amazing about what you're saying is you're an example, and I'm an example, and so many of us are examples of never giving up on this light journey, never giving up on our soul mission. And of course, we all have to fight through things, but I love that you're here now. I don't know what all those things were, but you're here now, and you've cleared a path for so many others.
I love you.
I love you.
Thank you. Shall we?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to bring in our friend Cesar, and I'll just patter, but we'll all know when Cesar arrives.
So I'm here now, and I want to tell you this. I want you to feel, yes, we are going to use all the human language, but I want you to also feel, if you want, the vibration that is carried through the airways. Humans have this vibration. I especially bring in a vibration from the higher realms in between all the sounds of the words, the vibrations that will reach into you. Why is it important to be able to feel the vibrations? Because they resonate with the highest light within yourself. And most of us are here to help the humans realize how much light has been suppressed and begin to raise it up in the knowing and the feeling and the intuiting of the beauty that lies within inside. You have so much coming up on Earth. It is time to be able to learn how to hold this light. First of all, to be conscious of it, to be conscious of your light diet, you know, those things you take in that are of high vibration, because you are vibrational beings, no more of these material only beings. You are high vibration, so you need to know how you have a vibrational diet to help your body, mind, heart, soul. And so you are moving up to this light field, Debbie, where I want to help humans learn how to find that light field, move that light field, sustain that light field. Because, of course, where are you going is to create a civilization where you only live in the light field, no more density, so much so. You will forget what you were doing yesterday that was so dense. You will forget what you forgot when you came into this life and couldn't remember. And you will be in such remembrance of the truth of why you are here in the ascension process that you will forget what you forgot. And you will forget that you forgot. Because you will be in the remembrance, you will be, what was that life? Because that is how parallel life moves. As you move up, more and more light you carry. But this is not an easy process. And I want to say this, Debbie, something is happening now. This is the first breaking of this news. I want to tell you, okay?
Yes, please.
That something is happening on Earth. So, as many of you can surmise, there's a lot of beautiful white diamond light coming into the earth from your sun that is connected with your galactic sun to the universe sun. And it is all coming in. It has been coming in for quite some time now to spur and enlighten and awaken the human race consciousness. But then the humans are awakening, and they also have a light that they give out that is quickening and magnifying the process. Then you have things like Three Eye Atlas that comes through, oh me, oh my, bringing all kinds of new light codes for the human race. And then the ancient ones on your planet who left these light codes in dormancy for this time, because they all knew about it, and they all knew that their ancient cultures would, in some ways, meet their dissolvement. Now is the time for those light codes from the ancient ones to also be released. So you see, you've got a lot of light coming in. And then part of it is to learn how to manage it, to learn how to open your receptor sites to receive it. But there is now another event happening. I want you to listen closely, because this morning I was telling Marilyn about you, Debbie, and your connection to Telos. And so you have a great connection with Telos. If some of you feel like you have a connection to these fifth dimensional civilizations like Telos and Shambhala, listen closely. You have a life, you have a life in Telos. But I want to, if I may, tell you something personal.
Zazar, it's me. Yes, please.
This is so exciting. And as I tell Debbie, it may seem personal to her, but it also will open up your own beginnings of remembering certain things. Perhaps your relationship with the galactics, perhaps your relationship with the fifth dimensional beings on your planet, perhaps your relationship with an incarnation that was an ancient one. So, Debbie, you, when you have an incarnation, it is not in the past or future, because in your soul matrix, there is no space-time. That is a three-dimensional experience and concept. So when I talk about an incarnation, it's actually happening all at once. When you are lucky enough to have a concurrent incarnation happening in a similar space-time place, it's very unusual but very special. Some of you in this room actually have them. So you have this incarnation as a being in Telos, but you are a galactic. See, in Telos, they are working with the galactics. As you, many of you know, many Lemurians ended up in Telos, but the galactics, of course, are working with them because this is the future of Earth. And you are a Lyrian galactic working with the Telosians in, so you're not a human 5D, you are actually a galactic, and it is a little bit of a mixed genome. It's not just Lyrian, by the way. It's a very interesting looking, beautiful being, I have to say. We won't get caught in the details, but you have this connection in Telos. Why is this important? This life is going on right now, and it's going on in the fifth dimension. You are in the third dimension. You are moving to the fifth. When you move to the fifth and you actually have a concurrent incarnation going on that has to do with the earth plane, even if it's in the higher dimension, there could be a merge eventually, but we won't get into that either. It's too complicated. But just know that this beautiful being is working in Telos. Why is this important that I bring up? Because there are some of you who have incarnations in Shambhala and Telos, for instance, and you have these incarnations going on at once. Because you do, it just establishes a corridor between the fifth dimensional civilization and the Earth civilization that is going on right now. When there's enough corridors opening to these dimensional communities, it causes a merging with those beautiful fifth dimensional communities. What is happening now on Earth, because enough humans have awakened and enough humans have awakened to the remembrances of Telos and Shambhala in particular, but it is not just that. It is humans who are awakening to their star families, who are in the fifth dimension and higher. So there's a lot of humans awakening to incarnations that are of a fifth dimensional vibrational nature. Those of you who do light language, there is one here, but those of you who do these things that are very fifth dimensional have this link. You are all part of opening these corridors to the fifth dimension. What that does is stimulate the fifth dimensional civilizations of Telos, Shambhala, signaling readiness. What is happening now? I want you to imagine this. Telos and Shambhala, the energies are now starting to merge. As the energies of these fifth dimensional civilizations begin to merge, it creates this huge light field. When it reaches a certain point of incredible light fuel that is pure fifth dimensional vibration, it will break open like a shower and shower Earth with this fifth dimensional energy that is the fifth dimensional humans and galactics, because the galactics are both in Shambhala and Telos as well. But it will shower humans with a purity from the pure blueprint of the humans that have been living in these fifth dimensional civilizations. It's like they maintain not just the purity of the human blueprint that got dashed long ago, but the human blueprint that is upgraded, which is what happens when you move into the fifth dimension. You following me so far?
1000%, yes.
So this beautiful merging that is happening as we speak, because enough of you have these corridors, whether you know about them or not, not just to Telos and Shambhala, but to the fifth dimensional beings that you have are in other incarnations, including galactic beings, and you're open to your star families, which of course is full of the higher dimensional energies. Those corridors, imagine corridors coming down in thousands of humans, and they begin to move these fifth dimensional civilizations into this time, triggering what the ancient ones knew what was going to happen, triggering so many different things, calling to 3I Atlas to come now, all of those things. But this merging of these two grand civilizations with fifth dimensional humans, together with fifth dimensional galactics, will sprinkle Earth with the original and the new human blueprint in such a way that it will cause awakening to happen instantaneously. And many who, if they heard this, would think, not me, I don't even know what they are talking about. It sounds a little strange. It will happen overnight. And this is the coming times of the acceleration so many people are talking about. What do you think of this, Miss Debbie?
So much, Mr. Zazar, so much. You know, I mean, first of all, please let me affirm what you're saying, because when I was much younger, my sister-in-law sent me books about the Telos. She sent me the whole series, and I didn't believe in extraterrestrials at the time. But I read the books and I became obsessed with the Telos. And I became obsessed with going to Mount Shasta. It was like a drumbeat always. I have to do this. I have to do this. I have to have this experience. I have to see them. I have to meet them. And it took many years before I manifested that. And so there feels like when you say this, I mean, it's surprising, of course, on some level, but it's really not surprising, right? Because there's already been this connection. And the other piece that's so fantastic is you keep bringing up Shambhala, which is another thing. I mean, I get obsessed with things and I have to just research and learn and find out. And this whole idea of inner earth, which is a metaphor, of course, there's not really concentric circles or suns, but there's places and spaces and portals and gateways, and it's energetic that all these species come in and out of. And this is so big for me also right now to understand this space. So thank you for that, because it really confirms a lot of what opens up in my path. And the questions I want to ask you about this are many. So you use the word very specifically, Shambhala. Can you explain Shambhala and how we might, because we're so 3D here, right, and literal, but how would we understand the existence of that?
So let me say this. There is a tribe of humans who live in the desert. And I want you to imagine they are urged to move over the mountains for something grand. And they move over the mountains and they begin to walk down the mountain. And they see for the very first time something they did not know existed, which is the grand ocean. And they move into the ocean and allow themselves to feel water for the first time. And it becomes an experience that is very difficult to explain when they go back to their tribe in the desert. And they simply say, come, you must feel, taste the salt. It's salty water. Float in it, experience it, because the ocean for us is a vibrational chamber. So if I were to say to you, Let's take a journey to Shambhala up in the high mountains in the Himalayas. First of all, your intention would have to be in a very high vibration. As we trudge through the mountains, there would be a portal that opens up, which there are many on Mount Shasta for Talos. There are portals in Shambhala. And if your vibration is aligned in the next octave in which you usually live, in the higher octave, that light would help you see what if you had someone with you who wasn't in that higher light, could not see. It is just like some people can see craft, and someone standing next to them cannot see the craft because vibration of a higher kind opens up your vision. Opens up your senses. And so, Debbie, if you were walking with me, I know for sure that your senses would begin to see the snow in the mountains turning to green valleys. And you would begin to feel the beauty of the higher vibration first of Mother Earth, who has ascended into Shambhala. And you would continue to walk with me, and you would say, I feel this, I experience it, it is real, because you are in a higher vibration in which you can see the truth of higher realities. It is there. There have been humans that live in the 3D who have been to Shambhala. And they come out to tell their stories. Some go to Shambhala never to be seen again because they don't want to go back. But you would come with me and you would see through your higher vision the truth of these realities. They are right beside you. All of these higher realities, but you have been cut off from them, separated from them. And the only way to experience non-separation is to feel your own light field beginning to grow, to allow yourself to have higher vision, higher hearing, higher taste, higher feel, higher intuition. And then you elicit and trigger inside of you these higher sensory experiences like bilocation, levitation. And you can begin to levitate with your entire physical body into these higher realities, into Shambhala. And the minute we are talking about it, Debbie, that reality shifts and is very close in this room right now. It is not like a place or time you get a ticket on a bus and get out and there you are. You know, I tease about that. But this is coming closer. And because the thing that is so beautiful about you is you have always had such an incredible curiosity. And curiosity leads to desire to know. And this is so important. And you have a desire to know that which lies in the unknown. And you want to swim in the unknown and take it on and know it and wear it and let it fuel you higher. And that is, I wish I could take this, what you have, put it in a bottle and begin to sell it. You'd make a lot of money. But that curiosity to even ask that question, but it is a vibrational movement. And experience. And once in you, like the tribe from the desert, they will always hear the ocean waves, even when they return home. Wow.
Thank you. That is abundantly clear, exquisitely said, and as if all of that wasn't good enough, the fact that forevermore, whatever that limitation was that stopped us previously, is now always open to us to see, know, and experience. That doorway is open.
Now, listen, I have this little saying, if light is in the bread, follow the crumbs and become the baker of light. And I say to you, you follow those, and here Shambhala is really close right now, really close. So is Telos. Because, see, the energy, there has been permission given for that energy now to come closer to all of you. However, you have the key to whether you can walk those paths to become a light baker in Shambhala and Telos. You have the keys to whether you can open that reality, but you can move those realities closer by your curiosity, by your wish to move into the unknown, not to be scared by it, but to say, this is my birthright. And to be sovereign enough to say, I don't care what others think. What do you mean you're following the breadcrumbs to be a light baker? What the heck does that mean? And who is talking? A blue bean. And what is that about? And I say, keep your sovereignty for anything that strikes you right now in this beautiful conversation with Debbie. Let that grow within you. That is your truth. You want to know how to figure out what the truth is? It is a resonating sounding inside of you. But if it's buried by all the programs you've been given, you will never know the truth if you keep seeking it out there. But if you know the truth deep within you, if you know and believe and desire, that truth within you will raise the vibrations up so that you will have the keys to these beautiful realities that seem a little arm's length away, but your very curiosity brings them close, and there's a door, and it is your own highlight that says, I am going to go through this door. And it'll start at nighttime. So you want to know more about Shambhala and Telos. At night before you go to bed, you say, I am ready to visit these beautiful queendoms, kingdoms. I am ready to be an ambassador because every one of you that knows the truth of these beautiful civilizations becomes a corridor by which when they merge, as they are starting to do now, and it cracks open the merge, the light that comes into Earth, you will be one of the ones that becomes the ambassador to the light of these 5D civilizations. Put that in your pipe and take a little smoke.
Will do. When for the many of us, and perhaps all of us who are awake and aware right now, who are in this position you are describing, where we are aware right now, I am in this incarnation, this being, but at the same time, concurrently, there is another 5D being that is also us and part of our oversoul.
Yes.
When they, this is a two-part question. How do we start to merge them? And once merged, what do we do with all of that?
So don't worry so much about the merging. That is coming later. But let me tell you this. Let's take you, for instance. This being that is in Telos, yes, is part Lyrian, but also part human. Remember, I said there's other genomes involved. You are a hybrid in Telos. So you take the human part of you and begin to connect with it. First, you have to open that connection. This being is waiting for you, waiting for you. In fact, when you were younger and your family members sent you all the Telos books, they were signaling you to be curious. By the way, when you find yourself curious about some of these odd things, you're being signaled to be curious. You see, this is how it works. Communication. We cannot come and take your free will away, but we can give it suggestions. We can feel the vibrations you might be open to feeling. So this human part of you that is curious about this Telosian connection, allow that human part of you to connect with this beautiful being. And you are so, you know, you are so have many other lives, Lyrian. I mean, come on now. And so that part of you that knows about these beautiful beings, so now you sit inside of you and you say, okay, I'm going to blend the human me with the Lyrian me, which you do when you are in costume, beautifully so, because I saw it last summer. And so that part of you, do you know, Debbie? We were in retreat and everyone was wearing their ET costume. She had beautiful Lyrian costume on, beautiful lioness. Oh, amazing. In that moment, You were wearing the genome of a hybrid human and living at that moment and did not know.
That's so good. That's so good.
It's good or what?
It's brilliant.
So I am telling you, you are humans, we laugh sometimes because we go, does she know? She is making a connection to this beautiful one in Delos because she is a hybrid right now. And so you open up those lines and you say, I'm ready to be connected. Now, this is what happens, Debbie. When you are willing to be connected to a higher incarnation, and of course, this one in Telos is a higher incarnation, you all have, you want to know about your lower incarnations and the harder, darker incarnations and say, oh, I got to get rid of those past lives. What I want you to realize, the most important thing about light technology is as you take on more light, the light itself is smart. And it itself begins to do the dissolving process with you. People want to, I say to Marilyn, you have to quit this drama work. You get to crawl into the attic with the drama. You're going to be a mess after a while. You have to start doing work in the magnificent light of humans. And so as you begin to move into this lighter place, you can begin to say to yourself, I have a high incarnation all over the place. And many of them are galactic, not human on Earth. People want to find their human incarnation, which is important, especially if you have ancient advanced civilization incarnation, because that has to do with the light codes being released from them. But you also have high galactic ones. What you say to yourself is, I am ready to be connected, because you see, we wait. And it is the whole human race that has to say, we are ready for ETs to walk on the streets with us. Well, you're not ready, because not all of you are saying that quite yet. But many of you, you're reaching a threshold that you will ready everyone else's consciousness for such an event. But in the meantime, it is important for many of you to connect these corridors, and when you, what your light does as you increase it, it opens these corridors that have previously been closed to, for instance, your high incarnate beings. And they then, the minute you say, okay, you don't have to know what they look like, what they're up to, and they're up to such high mission. But they know about you. Why? Because you are in an ascending life on Earth, which is unusual. An ascending life is when you stay in the physical body, but you ascend to a new dimensional level. So there are many high incarnations that are waiting for you to say, I know you're there. I want to know more about you. The minute you do that, you open the door, and these essences trickle in that become fuel specifically for your mission in this life. So people want to know who too quickly. And instead, this beautiful being in Telos is already now sprinkling, because now you have consciousness of this beautiful being. And so she is already bringing you beautiful essences that will widen the corridor between. And what is important about this is you will become a vibrational holder of Telosian energy. Why is that important? Because on Earth, as many of you become holders of the galactics of Telos of Shambhala, and that is a current thing that is happening, by the way, between them, the merging, you will be the anchor points on Earth that will be able to hold the immense light from this merging.
You mentioned earlier about the light and all the light coming to us and managing the light. Let's talk about that. How do we manage the light? How do we walk in the light?
This is a great question. This is the only question that should be asked. So, bingo, you got that right. But yes, how do you? First of all, you do have to know what to give up that competes with the light. And the problem is right now, there's lots of mind resistance going on because of your electronics. You have to be very, very careful how much you feed the mind, because the mind compartmentalizes and it gets in disharmony, and that works against being able to hold the higher light. So the first thing to tackle is your mind field, to be able to bring stillness so that it can grow the circuitry necessary for the fifth dimensional mind field, which is connected with the heart doing the driving. Secondly, you have to clear your heart out and say, I'm going to reach up to bring the light of my high heart more in position to drive the car, and not be so caught in. People often say to me, oh, I see the suffering in the world. It's so down. I'd get caught. And a lot of you are empaths. You have to cut that off. Why? Because you are one of the ones that is meant to hold a higher light. You cannot hold higher light if you're also always connected to the lower vibrations. So you have to decide, what are you going to feed your heart? What are you going to feed your body? Do you have a light food diet? Can you know before you sit in front of food what food is going to fill up your light body or your physical body so you can't move? A lot of humans eat until they can't move. We don't understand that. We want to eat because it helps us move.
Yes.
You seem to eat to make you not comatose. And we decided something about your eating like that. We decided because we don't touch the minefield of the humans. It's too, you know, it's a little dangerous. There's a lot of pinballs moving around. But we see you eat in a way of heaviness because it slows the mind down. It gives you a break. And so to discover how to slow your mind down is a crucial, because it is growing circuitry right now. And so it's new. It's like new axons, dendrites, all those things etherically are growing into the fifth dimensional mind field. So vibrational diet is important, what you feed your mind, heart, soul. But let me talk about something else. That as you move into, many people coming to the expo will have light experiences. They will be feeling their light. They may think it comes from a speaker or Zazar, but it's really being triggered, and they have to own that, that this elation you might feel or finding your people, your tribe, it is because your own light is growing. Don't give that sovereignty away. It is your own light that is growing so beautifully. Now, when you go home, the biggest thing you have to do is to protect that light, because you will have lower density things come in and try to grab it to fuel whatever is in your life. And you have to say, I am a changed person. Now what I will do is protect my light and find those things that I must let go of that takes my sovereignty away. Your sovereignty has been taken enough, I say to you. This is a time for you to know you are magnificent. Let no one tell you are not magnificent. People often come into their light and they go home to families who say, you think you're all that. You're not all that. And you say to them, if I'm not all this, I don't want to be any all that you say. And so you build your light and you protect it and you put boundaries around it. And then you find others who resonate with you. Resonation is the most important co-creative force in the universe. You find resonation because resonation grows whatever it is you are. And if you resonate with the dark, it will grow the dark. It's just attraction. That's all it is. And so if you resonate the light, Debbie, you find others who can look at you and know the truth of who you are. And not what I do with people is I cannot see all the densities. Why would I want to? That's I go, Marilyn, you can do that. No, I say to her, don't you do that either. But humans love to look into another and say, yeah, they have that to work on. They have that to work on. I'm like, what is that commentary doing in your brain anyway about someone else? You might want to look at yourself, but stop looking at others. And so it is finding that unity, community of others, where you look at them and you see their light. And you know if you can see their light, You will be fueled by that which you see, because that which you see starts resonating with them, and it starts rising out of them, and it starts coming to you, and it starts fueling your light. And pretty soon you're in a room and you're just really high on light. And it is a beautiful unity community. But that stabilization is crucial. Here's another thing that you have to learn to do. You have to learn to pause in new ways. The old relaxation techniques tend to take you down into a little bit of numbness. Now, when you get a lot of light experiences, there's a part of humans that go, time out, I've had too much. That's okay. But know when you've had too much and you need to take a time out, you're going to need to discover new relaxations that align and hold the light stable while you are resting and pausing. New breathing, new, there's even at the expo, there's devices that people have to help you stay in a stabilized, aligned state with your light, new light quotient. It is not easy to handle these new light quotients. Believe me, they will make you go up and down, but it's finding others who can see this within you and support this process and know the truth of it. And know this, when you find this truth of the light in you and you allow it to become free, it will be an infinite amount of fuel that will fuel the rest of your life. The goal is for all of you to be together only in the light. This isn't a new age concept of light and love. This is actually light technology in action as you become fifth dimensional. You get what I mean?
Yes. And I will say, I feel what you're talking about already, this new rising of something that the old ways of meditation, which was always the go-to, things like that. I mean, personally, I don't do that. And it's always been very difficult for me. There are things I do, like just being with my dogs brings me so much joy and presence and really relaxation, because they're so in the moment. When I go outside and the sunshine and the grass and beautiful flowers and trees, that does it for me. And if I do shamanic practice, that does it for me. What would you recommend as we are shifting, as these light codes are coming in, as we are ascending, and all the transitions we are making into the new human? What is the new stillness? You gave some examples, but I'd love you to either take us through something or give us something very specific as a practice, if you will.
Let me take you through something. So if everyone could close your eyes, because Debbie said something very important. That which will lift you up, the elevator can only be found within. It is no more prescriptions from the outside. It is finding that true spot within that becomes the most consummate guide. You have been told many things that you should do. I have heard even people say, I need to meditate, but every time I do, I just feel my dog. So I say, then short circuit it and be with your dog. So close your eyes and take a deep breath with me. Take another. And keep taking a deep breath and let the deep breath lead you to your most sacred temple within. That place that already knows. No prescriptions from the outside. Done with that. Go inside. Breathe into that place that you have been restraining. Take another deep breath deep into that place. and let it be free. Another deep breath. And let it be free. Feel from your solar plexus like an unwinding, unwinding of that which is unique to you, that helps you pause and know your own truth. Perhaps you have been told to do other things. Perhaps you have tried to follow outside prescriptions and you feel shame because it doesn't quite lead you there. Go inside and let your intuitive right now talk to you. What is it you love? What is it you like? What is it that lights you? Move those vibrations from your solar plexus and let them begin to move out. So take a deep breath into your solar plexus and let it move out your solar plexus. And let this truth knowing begin to expand. There is a lighted GPS system within you that has been buried, that has all the stops, all the places you are to go, all the places that resonate perfectly with who you are. Get in touch with one thing that helps you pause in complete awareness of now. Just feel that. Your job is to keep expanding that. And it will become an energetic flow out of you that will guide every step. Because I want to say to you, there are unique ways to pause, to learn to hold the light, to move higher in the light that are unique to you. And you must be in that deep place of knowing because you are to be the co-creators of these new things that will help all others. So it isn't any longer the outside world that knows these things because that is the old paradigm, but rather knowing that this light within you will prescribe and sculpt, and you will know absolutely. Ah, this is really pausing. This is really light building. This is really moving higher. This is really aligning with relaxation and expansion. And therefore, you will become the new co-creators that in doing these things that are guided by your inner world, as you talk about those things, as Debbie said, her dog and nature, it will stimulate others who have a similar resonance to say, you mean I don't have to sit for hours meditating? But I can simply walk in nature and feel her pulling me into alignment. You are the new co-creators. Accept that, know that, become that. For there is a rain of light coming upon you from the fifth dimensional civilizations that will help you move lightning fast. Get ready and don't forget to breathe.
Stunning, just stunning. I really felt like that was needed, and I am very grateful for all you've activated in us. Cesar, the last thing I want to ask you is just not like you don't say what you need to say, but is there something that in all the questions you've received, in all the online and retreats you're doing, what haven't you said that you really wish someone would ask you about? What needs to be said?
Well, you are so good at asking such good questions. I would have to pause to really think about that. But what it is like to truly be in a unity community of humans who have decided when they cross that threshold to be in the new human community, they are committed to their own truth light flow. And as a result, the room levitates. I would say, what is that like to be in the magnitude? Because when you gather, just like in this room, and people are raising up, Debbie, it is like when you are with Marilyn and the two of you rise. It is like when you are in a group room and you rise. But think of it this way. Can you even imagine that you enter a temple of humans who are kind, compassionate, beautiful, and their very light stimulates your light to rise, so you all are rising at once in the most magnificent way, magnified, moving, and you all are helping each other stabilize this light. I will tell you this. It has not entered anyone's imagination what is going to happen at that moment. But it is stupendous.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Amazing, amazing conversation. And I'm grateful for this new direction and new information that you're sharing right now. And I have a feeling with all of what you're talking about is coming with such velocity that your messages are going to continue to change and adapt with that to guide us through all the next and the next and the next.
Yes. Amazing, Miss Debbie. I have to say, I love when we do this because your energy flows with Zazer in such a way that what you heard today is what it is. Because of that merging figure eight that you have with him, that's because of your light and that you have with me. And I get a chance to sit with a new human.
Well, I am so excited for where this went, I'll just say, because I had no expectations, but it unfolded so beautifully for this very moment in this new Chinese year, in this feeling we're all having of so much happening energetically at once. And I just want to remind everybody about this being a year of opportunity and destiny coming together. So the things that Zazar was talking about are imperative, actually, for us to step into the next piece of who we're here to be. It's very important.
Well, and he says this is also the year of great manifestation.
Yes.
So that we've been working, 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 and now this year, everything we've been working on is coming out in manifestation. And wait till we see what we're going to create in that manifested state altogether. That's what I want. I want to be in that community that he talks about. And I want to feel what that feels like. And I want to know that we as a human race are so capable of moving past the stars.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes.
And I wanted all of us, too, to say out loud when Zazar was saying about invite them to connect with us.
Yes.
Just for all of us to take a moment right now while we are in this podcast sanctuary to say, I invite you. We're talking for those who came in. We're talking about fifth dimensional beings that we are also incarnated concurrently with very high level light beings that are also us at the same time we are here, and that many of us are merging to bring in the light. And so shall we all say together, knowing we are speaking to those benevolent ones, I invite you to connect with me now. Shall we?
I invite you to connect with me now. And by the way, you can say that to Cesar. Mm. He's omnipresent, omnidimensional. Many people have him show up at night in their dreams. And in fact, a woman came up to me and said, Cesar came to me. I didn't even know who he was. Friday night, she lent bowls for Amanda to play the bowls. And she goes, and he rolled up his sleeve and I saw his luminescent arm. So you can also say to Cesar, I would like to feel you more, and he will be with you personally, not through me, but directly. This is what they are capable of.
Mm-hmm. And so please subscribe to this podcast, Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. Next week on the show, I'm speaking with Lori Ladd, who's an ascended master teacher and a multidimensional channel. And this has been a number one transformation conversation with The Shift.rocks, Marilyn Gavicki, and Cesar. Thank you so much for being with us live in person and replay. We love you all. And we're so grateful you're on this journey and here to connect and bring in the light with all of us.
Love it.
Thanks for joining us this week on Dare to Dream. Make sure to visit our website, debbiedashinger.com. That's DEBBIDACHINGER. You can subscribe to the show on YouTube and all major podcast sites, so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this program, we'd appreciate a like and comment, or tell a friend about the podcast. That will help us out as well. And if you like this conversation, you might want to check out Debbie's shamanic healing programs. And Debbie is available for coaching to write your book, and her company takes your finished book to guaranteed international bestseller. Be sure to subscribe for our next episode of Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, your number one transformation conversation.